USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia's defense minister announced on television Wednesday that he was ordering the retreat of Moscow's forces from the strategically important southern city of Kherson in a potential blow to President Vladimir Putin's war effort. In his overnight address, President Zelensky of Ukraine appeared to cautiously welcome the announcement, saying, "There's a lot of joy in the media space today, and it is clear why, but our emotions must be restrained." Nicole is now a tropical storm, but forecasters are expecting it to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida. The storm's expected to hit the east coast of Florida, then swing back into the Gulf of Mexico, head north, and hit the panhandle. Governor Ron DeSantis telling reporters Wednesday that several counties already have evacuation orders in place.
For those under evacuation orders, remember, you don't need to go hundreds of miles away. Instead, you can go tens of miles inland, stay within the state, and still be safe.
Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates disputed incompetence in the 2022 election process as levied by Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Kerry Lake. I do not believe what happened on Election Day can fairly be called incompetence or corruption in any way, Gates said. If people have instances of proof of fraud, we want to hear that, Gates said. But up to this point, we have not. And right now, we are laser-focused on getting through this count and doing it in an accurate way. As for Georgia, there will be a runoff election to pick a senator.
Georgia's closely watched race between incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker appears to be headed for a December 6 runoff. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's chief operating officer, tweeted Wednesday morning that while county officials are still doing their detailed work on counting the votes, we feel it is safe to say there will be a runoff. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During a press conference at the White House Wednesday, President Joe Biden said that he expects to decide early next year whether he will seek re-election for another four-year term.
My intention is that I run again, but I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it.
Biden also addressed what he'll do if the Republicans take control of Congress.
Will I support the proposal put forward by Senators Johnson and the senator from down in Florida to cut or make fundamental changes in Social Security and Medicare? That's not on the table. I will not do that. I will veto any attempt to pass a national ban on abortion, but I'm ready to compromise with Republicans where it makes sense on many other issues.
Question, are you watching what you eat? The answer out there is a loud and clear you should.
Eating ultra-processed foods may lead to premature death. Researchers in Brazil found that consuming foods such as frozen pizzas, donuts, and hot dogs were likely responsible for 57,000 deaths in 2019 among adults ages 30 to 69. Ultra-processed foods have long been linked to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The study appeared in the latest American Journal of Preventive Medicine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.